Blackstone Audio presents Berlin Diary, The Journal of a Foreign Correspondent, 1934 to 1941, by William L. Shirer. To Tess, who shared so much. Foreword to the John Hopkins edition. At the end of the 1930s, The New Yorker published a cartoon by James Thurber showing a woman looking up from a newspaper and asking her husband, "Who is this Hitler, and what does he want?" It would be difficult to think of a more appropriate comment on the end of American innocence, when a people who for two decades had shown itself indifferent to what went on in the outside world began to wonder whether such willful ignorance might not have a price. William L. Shirer's Berlin Diary, which was published 60 years ago as the world trembled on the verge of World War II, was in a sense an answer to that question, as well as to the one posed by Thurber's curious reader. Written amid the rush of events, it sorted them out and showed how they contributed to the perilous crisis that confronted the Western world, and its considerable success with readers was testimony to a new awareness and readiness to face up to reality. William L. Shirer's long career in journalism began in 1925, when he went to Paris after the completion of his college education and became a correspondent for the Chicago Tribune, being transferred to Vienna in 1929 to become chief of the Tribune's European Bureau. In 1932, on vacation in Switzerland, he lost an eye in a skiing accident, and this necessitated a long recovery, most of which took place in Spain. In 1934, a new violence entered European politics, with the February riots in Paris that toppled Daladier, Dollfuss's armed attack upon the socialists in Vienna, and the Night of Long Knives in Germany, when Hitler came to terms with his rebellious brown shirts. Shirer was